Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Stephen Richardson, and this is Don't Get Me Started, a live call-in show with Linda Darla. Linda has 50-plus years in show business, so she has some amazing advice and insight into this industry and career. She's an incredible teacher who is never afraid to give you her honest opinion, and she loves nothing more than to celebrate your victories with you. So without any further ado, here's Linda.
Hey, everybody. I'm Linda Darla, and welcome to Don't Get Me Started. That's the name of this thing still. And thank you, Stephen, for a great intro. They always make me smile, so it's a great way to start this show, which is episode 9. Wow. One more to go after this. Episode 9 today is all about success and failure, our favorite topics, right? And even though it doesn't appear to be very active in this area, it's still a live call-in show just to keep me on my toes, just in case. So the number, if you are so inclined, is 1-845-277-9218. It is a U.S. number, so long-distance charges may apply. Just be aware of that. Speaking of calling in, if you listen to, I think it was episode 7, I had a call in actually from a fellow named Iverson, who said he was moving, relocating to Vancouver. And I, if you did hear this, you might remember I offered my assistance. The update is he came to Vancouver. I did assist him, and as it turns out, he's a pretty talented guy. He's young and smart and is doing all the right things. And with my help and some other people's assistance, he's well on his way. So welcome, Iverson, and glad to help you out, and I wish you all the best. Today, I just suddenly have announcements. Can you believe it? Today is also my media guru's birthday. So I just want to say happy birthday to Nicole. Colin and I miss you here. We're a little twosome instead of the threesome, but I hope you're having a fabulous day. Nothing. Okay, I just heard noise. Oh, that's my computer taking care of itself. Thank God it does, because I don't know how to do it. Anyway, those are my updates. Happy birthday, Nicole, and welcome, Iverson. So, this is the second to last episode for this year. Episode 10 will be ego versus self-esteem. And I think we are going to go for another season, if I can keep Colin on the job here. Can't do it without him. And we might actually test out going live on camera. Woo-hoo! So we will be reworking this. I would love to maybe hear from anyone out there who might have a suggestion for an episode. So you don't have to call in today, but if you want to leave a suggestion, maybe on my email for this show, which is lddontgetmestarted@gmail.com. Please feel free to make a suggestion, and I'd be happy to try to accommodate what people really want to hear about. You know, I'm open for suggestions, even though I have a list already, but I don't mind, you know, it's not written in stone. So feel free to email your suggestions for next season for this show at lddontgetmestarted@gmail.com. Okay. Thanks. That's all of the announcements. As I said earlier, the show today is about success and failure. Actually, success versus failure. because I wrote something in my book that I still do believe, and I think that failure is easy. It's success that's hard. And that's what I wrote in my book. So I'm going to deal with success first because it's the harder of the two. It's actually, in a good way, hard to measure anyway, given the nature of the business we're mostly all of us are in. It's a good thing because even more so, we get to decide what we're going to call success. And you can define what success means to you because there really aren't any rules in this business and you get to make it up. Unfortunately, we tend not to make up that we're successful. We tend to make up that we're failing if we're not working all the time. But I have some other reasons why I think success is the harder of the two. And I don't know if people really want to think about this, but I'm always talking about things nobody wants to think about anyway. So here we go. Fear of success. And that's what I think it is. I think successful is not for the faint of heart. Success is not sitting by the pool sipping a drink. It's hard work. I think it brings up a whole new set of issues that you're going to have to deal with. Because the more successful, the greater the challenges. And if you've experienced any level of success, you may have felt an uptick in the level of responsibility. And also some questions we then start getting caught up in that we're asking ourselves, like, will I ever book again? Can I get larger, bigger roles? Will I be as good or better in the next role? And how do I advance my career now that I have started? Oh, my God, what do I do? And that's if you're just booking one-liners going on. Come on. If you do happen to book really big, it gets even more complicated, right? And I think somewhere in our deepest subconscious, we all know this is true. And this is why we stay away from it. Because if you do book something that's really big, I've been privileged in a lot of ways to not be the person on the front line of a series, but be behind the scenes for 5 or 6 seasons. And I'm telling you, it is not easy being a lead in a series. It just isn't. Life gets very complicated and there's way much more responsibility. There is press events and publicity tours and they're shooting all week and then doing publicity things on the weekends. Then you have to deal with charities that are now knocking on your door looking for some help because they know you're rich. And all the public attention. It's tough. Paparazzi is real. I've seen them. And the fans, God bless them. Some of them need to get lives. I've watched them sit on set all day long, just off where they were allowed to be, all day, waiting for a glimpse or waiting to get a signature or something. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. And nowadays, probably a little scary for some of them. There's also this feeling that most people I know who are serious about their careers and their craft feel a great deal of responsibility for the show, for the role, and keeping up their work and making sure that everyone is doing good and feeling good. And it is actually quite a bit more responsibility for the whole project's success, not just their own. You're also going to be moving up to a new level of competition. Get ready. Gets harder because you're up against possibly five or six if you're a regular on a series or you're becoming a star in your own right. You're up against four or five other stars who are equally as good, if not better, than you. And if you're up against five of them and there are six of you, five of you aren't going to get it. So even if you're a star, you're not going to get everything you get off or get to read. They farm out the scripts to maybe a few names. You know, if you're happy, if you're, you know, good enough to be able to get one of these looks at one of these scripts to see if it would be something you'd want to do, then you can count on there being five or six other people who are getting the same deal. And you may love the script. You may really want to do it. And you might not get it. It doesn't get any easier. It just gets harder. There's more to do, not less. So, you know, I think about all of that, right? No wonder we fear success. No wonder we don't want to go there. I don't mind being responsible. I can take on some stuff. And I'm pretty organized and I do okay. But even that, I don't know that I want that pressure. I actually, in my own career, have always wanted to be the best supporting player I could be. So no one would know who I was, but I worked all the time. That was my goal. That was my thing. And apparently I am a pretty good supporting player, and that's where I've managed to stay. I don't want the responsibility, to tell you the truth. And that's okay. I can still function in this business and I can still do everything I can about working. So I don't have to be really afraid of that. I don't think anybody's even coming close to offering me anything like that anyway. So I don't have anything to fear. Yeah, that's my take on fearing success. And the opposite of that, I think, is looking at how we deal with failure. And I don't know if you're going to like hearing this either. You can call in and yell at me if you want to. That number is 1-845-277-9218. But I think we're more comfortable and we're more familiar with failure, right? If the truth were known, it's a lot easier, particularly after everything I just said, right? It's easier. It's not as hard. So it's perfect if you're a little lazy or you're a procrastinator or, you know, we just don't have that big a dream or that it's, yeah, just stay back here. It's comfy. You know, it's the, I tried, I failed, end of story, you know, leave me alone. But then what we do, and this is where it gets not so good. We feel we have to justify that and get that responsibility for failing off our own shoulders. So we start using energy to actually come up with excuses and who else to blame for how come we're in the position we're in, how come we've failed. I mean, who's going to argue with you that there aren't enough jobs for actors? Right there. Yeah. Shut anybody up. Right. Well, there's not enough work. Too many of us. Oh, somebody's going to yell at me. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Bruce Bignell calling you.
Hi, Bruce.
Yeah.
My longtime caller. What do you want to say about failure and success?
Failure and success. I seem to be more comfortable with failure when it comes to not getting the big role in those television shows and movies and things. I just feel like I'm more of a supporting character, character myself. And to me, success is more like winning a role and an audition, whether it's a television production or a play or even as, say, an independent film. So to me, that's my success. Failure I don't know. I just feel like being the top name isn't my thing. I just feel that I might fail miserably at that and feel that I might not be able to feel comfortable with all the success and find myself in the public eye as much as possible.
You know, I hear you. I think that's absolutely true. I think that's very true. And there's nothing wrong, except one thing that you said that I'm going to deal with a little bit, is that you consider success booking the job. So do you consider yourself having failed if you don't get it?
Yes.
See, you don't need to do that.
I know.
That was good because you're hearing me. That was good.
Exactly.
That was a really good response. I am going to give you some tips in a little bit on the show about actually turning, just dropping failure completely and calling it something else. So are you going to listen?
Absolutely.
Okay. You're smart if you do, because it's really good advice.
I have a very open mind when it comes to either success or failure.
Good. I'll give you a little hint. It's going to be there's success or there's learning something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the options.
Yeah.
There's
I'm
success.
I seem to be one of those people that wants to learn so much about the industry and before I truly plant my feet into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, partially, Bruce, you got to trust yourself, too. You know, nobody in the business is going to tell you how to do this. You should trust yourself. You're a wonderful person. You're very unique and interesting person, and you should be very proud and stick to your guns about how you want to do what you do. You hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're trying to be successful because you call getting a job success. So you want to find out how to do that. You don't need to. How you will be successful is to be the best of you. You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're not going to get every job you go on. You're not going to, but every audition you do is a learning experience.
I understand.
That's successful. It doesn't matter whether you book the job or not. Get something out of doing the audition. Let that be success. And it might be in the form of, you know, I wasn't listening to the other reader at all. It might be in the form. Oh, you recognize that one, do you? It might be in the form of a correction that you need to make. But discovering what you need to do for yourself to be more successful, just in your own accomplishment of having survived the audition, and then we're not dealing with whether you get the job or not having anything to do with success.
Could I
and also the next time you're out, as an example, the next time you're out at an audition and you knew at the last one you weren't listening, and the next one you go to, you really listen and you feel really good about it. That's successful, whether you get the job or not.
Yeah. I think maybe the reason why I've been struggling to land a job is because I feel like I've appeared in a few too many pantomime months, if you know what I mean, and felt that people just look at me and my resume and say, oh, he's a pantomime performer. I guess he's not suitable for this particular type of role, whether it's a murder mystery or a drama or whatever. Yeah, I feel that's probably where my weakness comes in. I feel like I've appeared in a few too many pantomimes.
That's the Bruce. Stop talking.
Yep.
That's the perfect example of making excuses. I just covered that. That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
You have no idea why you don't book. Do you know what I mean? You really don't. And right. We all do it. Listen, I'm an actress. I still do it. It's my hair. It's my weight. It's my whatever. You know, it's my age now. Oh, I can't find it.
Yeah.
It's because I haven't done anything like that. Oh, no, not.
Don't believe it's
fun.
Have anything to do with it.
It doesn't really, and you don't need it. You could just be that you show up as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
Consider that success.
All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. Take charge. Like I have said on many shows, but but we trick ourselves because we think we're improving by thinking up reasons why we're not working. There's no reason. There's somebody else's subjective opinion is why we're not working.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you need to as they say in Jamaica, big up yourself. You know?
Big up yourself.
Yeah, big up. Big up. Big yourself up. Talk good about yourself. Yeah?
Hmm.
More than, here's why I'm not doing something. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I go to so many auditions, and I'm getting better and better at it. Those are the things that, and then you start thinking that you're actually a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if you book a job or not?
Yeah. If you don't book a job, it's not the end of the world.
No, it doesn't mean anything. It means it's not your turn.
Yeah. At least not yet.
Do you enjoy auditioning?
Sure do. A lot of online auditions. I gave it my best shot with the camera work and, these taped demos I've sent them. And also I'd had a couple, maybe three online auditions. Gave them a bit best shot, but in the end, I didn't get cast, but oh well.
Oh, listen. Good odds are 1 in 20, 1 in 30, 1 in 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... do you have fun doing them?
Sure do.
Then do them away and have a great time and find something to win at in doing it that doesn't depend on whether you book the job or not. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciated it. Makes it a live show.
Yeah.
All the best, Bruce.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. He's awesome. He's just, somebody hire this guy, will ya? He should work. He deserves it. Okay, so where was I? Oh, just like Bruce just did. We find excuses for how come, we're such failures. we don't want to fail. Which I guess is to our credit, but the thing is we don't have to, right? And we don't want to because it's humiliating. So, of course, you want to find some excuse for having it not go your way. But if you keep it to things you can accomplish yourself, things you can actually be in charge of succeeding at, you then really do start to become more of a winner. The other thing that I've been hearing a lot when I try to convince some students to that they should make a little extra effort in tracking something down or trying to get in on an audition. I hear this a lot. What if? Yeah, but what if? What if? What if they don't like that I do that? Or what if they're not looking for that? Well, how do you know? Stop with the what ifs. That's ridiculous. What if I'm not right for this? Who cares? Do your best anyway. They don't even know. So why are you what-ifing? Yeah, just give up the what-ifs because it actually keeps you from trying anything. So don't go there. Yeah. Here's something else I wrote in the book. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's just what is. It's what is. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. And balance is everything. And you're in charge of your own balance. put weight where you want to put weight? On what kinds of issues do you want to throw all your weight at? I suggest you stop throwing all your weight at failing and throw a little more of your weight at succeeding. No? I mean, doesn't that kind of make sense? I think it does anyway. Call, argue with me. I'm going to deal with two different scenarios about this, succeeding and failing, and examples of what we do with all this. The audition story. So, as Bruce said, he bases success on whether he books a job or not. I'm saying, don't do that, because for sure you're going to fail a whole lot more than you're going to succeed. Nobody books everything they go on. If they book a lot, they're probably doing that many more auditions. Trust me, I work with a lot of people who are auditioning lots, and they're fabulous performers, and not one of them books everything they go on. And stars don't book everything. I already kind of covered that when I went over people offering to read the script and five people not getting it. I think success needs to be in your own backyard. It needs to be what went right and what went wrong about your participation in your auditions. So what went right, you call success, and what went wrong, as I just explained to Bruce, you call a lesson learned for next time. I don't see failure in there at all. I just see what went right being successful and what went wrong being a lesson learned for next time. Honest to God, your mental state makes a big difference. So if you consider yourself a success or someone who's learning lessons, you'll have much more confidence. You just will if you're in the success camp. And it's up to you to put yourself there. Yeah? So there's really only success and correction, if you need correction. The important part of any time you're auditioning is really being very specific about how it went. You can't fix, oh, I sucked. So unsuck. I mean, how do you fix that? You can't fix that, but you can fix, like I said to Bruce, I wasn't listening. Jeez, it'd probably make my performance look a lot better if I just listened to what the reader was saying. You can fix that. You can go, okay, next time I'm going to make sure, note to self, listen to the reader, worrying about what I'm doing, and just listen and respond. So be that specific about your analysis of what went on. Be as objective as you can about it. And as specific, if someone else were doing that, what would you tell them? Because you'd be a lot more objective about somebody else's performance and you could help them. Be objective about your own. Did you not know the lines well enough? Be very specific about your critiquing. If all of it went well, whether you booked the job or not, pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a hand. Really, if you can't find any correction. The other thing that happens, and I notice this because I am a performer, when an audition I do goes really well, I don't care whether I book the job or not. I'm complete. I'm good. It's their problem if they don't hire me, because I did everything that I could do. So maybe I'm physically not right or whatever, but none of that's in my control anyway. And I notice that I don't worry about it anymore. I can really let it go a lot sooner. It's like, boo, done. If I know I screwed up, or I know I wasn't listening, or my attention got a little, I lost my focus, whatever, I'm hooked on thinking about that audition. I've actually disciplined myself to think about it less. But I used to go on for maybe 2 or 3 days waiting for the phone to ring, hoping maybe I'd at least get a call back so I could redeem myself. I know some of you understand what I'm talking about. I actually worked consciously on shortening that time. So now I'm down to maybe about a half an hour at past, you know, better than 3 days worth. But I still, you know, get a little stuck on it. Oh, geez. Self-tape wise, and this is something, too, you got to do. You got to try to get down to 2 or 3 takes, really. 40 takes. First of all, they aren't going to get better. They are just going to get tired. And you're going to get tired. And it's all going to not look any better. 2 or 3 takes, because that's what you got to do on a set, too. They're not going to give you 40 tries. So you need to know that you can accomplish that and then send it off, you know. But you should be able to do a pretty good job in that amount of time. And then, you know, even when I do them, and I do two, sometimes one, sometimes 2 takes, maybe 3 if I've lost all the words. I'll look back at what I did. I'll just watch the video, and I've already sent it off. And then I look at it, and I go, oh, yeah, I wasn't really listening, was I? Kind of didn't notice that at the time. Could have been better. But that's the one I hang on to for a little while. And the ones when I look at it, I'm like, yeah, I did everything I could do, you know. That was me doing that role. I can let go of it. So it's good to critique yourself, but from a place of not, that was terrible, from a place of I could be better at this specific thing. Work that way. Because, you know, the other thing that you need to be careful of is whatever we think about what we did may have nothing at all to do with what the people who are going to be looking at this tape think. It was really damaging when we were live in the room with producers and directors and casting directors. That was really bad because you'd start beating yourself up right in front of everybody and they thought you were great. So now you've told them you sucked. So they're questioning now whether you're any good because they figure you ought to know. And trust me, and I'm sure some of you have experienced this too, when I thought I have sucked the big one, those are mostly the jobs I book. So much for what I think about how I did. But you can notice if you weren't listening or you lost your focus or whatever. So just be very careful of how far you take your own criticism of yourself. Because, again, you're just – I don't know why we gravitate to fail. Maybe because it's more comfortable, like I said. But that's why we do that, yeah? Nobody in this business is there to pat you on the back. You have to do that for yourself. People want feedback. We all want to know how we're doing, whether from a casting director or a producer, director. Even if we don't get it, we want to know how we are doing. Sometimes even on set, you know, it's just moving on. Nobody says, whoa, that was great. Here's my take on all of that. No news is good news. If you're fucking up, someone will tell you. Trust me. You will get a call from your agent. Trust me. Or a director will guide you to a better way to do it. So I think the best thing to go with, instead of just assuming you're not doing well, if you don't hear praise, is to just figure no news is good news. Yeah? Yeah, that's just a caution there. You can call in still. I know Bruce is hard to beat, but anyway, the number is 1-845-277-9218. So here's the second part of the tips on how to actually handle this success versus failure business is the overall career story. Because there's that too. It's not just about auditioning. We do a lot of auditions. We might book a little thing and then we don't book for a long time. Then we book 3 jobs in a row and then we can only do 2 of them because they won't work the schedule out. Oh, don't get me started. So here's I don't know that I wrote this in my book, but I should have. Rejection is not a bad thing. It's just a thing that is. It's just you and the other people all going for the same part, and there's only one part. And nowadays, 30 to 50 people auditioning for them, for that one job. So it's amazing anybody ever books anything. So rejection is not a bad thing, and no one is necessarily going, oh, my God, that person sucks. In fact, sometimes I think they're like, oh, geez, you know, they did such a good job, but they're just not the right age, or I don't know that they're going to look good in this family group or whatever. Yeah. So rejection isn't a bad thing. And if that's not a bad thing, then getting rejected is not failing, because it's just not a bad thing. You know what's a bad thing? Judgment. Judgment. It's how you hold those words and what you do with those words that matters. So, you know, it's just, I think instead of rejection, it's just not your turn. I don't know. Instead of failure, it's a learning curve. That's it. Right? Dump the failure issue. Dump the whole deal. Start taking a little responsibility for how wonderful you are. And get on with it. So here's the only question I think that is really important. Did I do everything I could to get there? Because that's what success can be measured, I think. Did you do everything you wanted to do about that? In fact, I just heard a story. I was actually there when some of it was going down. Someone did an audition and got called back a couple of times and finally had to do a Zoom final third or fourth callback thing. And they weren't happy with it. They didn't feel they succeeded with what the directions were that were coming at them. So they took it upon themselves to retape, regardless of whether they cast it already or whatever was going on or they rejected them already or whatever. They sent another tape feeling really good about it, and they booked it from that. So doesn't mean it's always going to turn out that way. But even if you don't book it, just knowing that you did everything you could possibly do is success, being successful. And even if they hadn't booked it, they should still pat themselves on the back for having gone the extra distance to do everything they could think of to do to further their own career. Yeah? So if the answer is yes to that question, then you are successful. It has nothing to do with whether you book a job or not. And if the answer is no, that just gives you the opportunity to get that lesson and move on. Next time, note to self, I'm going to redo the thing. There's been a couple of times when I thought, I want to go back into the room. I was too chicken shit to ever do it. But I did have the thought, standing out in the waiting room before I left, going, oh, I really want to get back in there. Came very close one time to doing it. Actually, but that was one of those that I booked anyway, so it didn't. I just thought I sucked. They loved me. So that's an example of that. But even if it's no, next time, just set yourself up to go a little further with whatever you can do to enhance your chances. That's all. There's a great, one of the first self-help books that I think ever came out was called Psycho-Cybernetics. And I don't remember a whole lot about what I read, but it's a pretty good book. It's just a self-help thing. But one of the examples of success and failure that he covers in his book, I forget who wrote it, even sorry, whoever you are, is how a missile finds its target. And nowadays technology is brilliant, yes? So we see missiles just boom, hit their targets, yes? But that isn't how they get there. They get there by failing, correcting, failing, correcting, failing, correcting. They're never always just on target. They are successful because they can fail and correct. That's success. So if that means anything to you, think about that missile getting to its final destination, because in the end, it's successful. And all it does is fail all along the way, or do what we would think of, or you would think of as failing. So every time you do consider yourself failing, it's just on the road to success. That's all. So hold it that way. Yeah. Yeah. Success is a series of failures that get corrected. And the only real failure is stopping yourself, you know, from pursuing your dream or learning the lessons or from making correction and moving forward. Yeah. Okay. I'm still good. Woo-hoo. Okay. I got a little more. There's something about telling the truth to yourself that I think might be a good thing to mention right now. You need to just assess your situation, I think, and tell yourself the truth about everything I have just covered. Where are you in all of this? Just have a look. And without any judgment or blame or shame or guilt, where are you with success and with failure? Are you willing to do what it takes? And if you're not willing, don't tell yourself that you are willing. And try to convince other people that you're willing, when really your bottom line is you just are not willing. Because even admitting that is a step in the right direction. Telling the truth. I say the truth is the way to go. The truth works. No matter what it is, might not be easy to take, but it's on the path to correction. Even if it is something that's hard to take, because that you can fix, right? If you're stuck, take the time to reevaluate your situation. Maybe you are sticking yourself. Maybe it isn't somebody else's responsibility. Maybe you're doing it to yourself. And you might have to reevaluate the whole career. And that's another thing we don't want to have to do. But you'll be way happier in the long run if you do reevaluate your position and your attitude and how you feel about this whole thing. This is not an easy business to be in. It's fraught with potential failure, if that's what you want to call it. It's easy to do. But if you reevaluate, you might honestly come to a better, truthful decision for yourself. Maybe this isn't the right business for you. Maybe it isn't. It might have been a good idea at one time, but having jumped into the pool, so to speak, it's not that easy to swim in it. And you're now just sticking in because you said you would. But I don't think there's anything that needs to be like that. You don't want to be in this business, don't be. So, oops, I changed my mind. Even if you're a guy, guys can change their mind too. There's no shame or failure in changing your mind. It's just correction. It's just reevaluation. It's just learning the lesson this sucks, I hate this, and clearly I've stopped having a good time years ago. I would think that would be a good time to have a look, an honest sit-down chat with yourself about what you want to do. And if you need to get help doing that, get help doing that. I don't think – I love getting help. I just don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, and it's a smart thing because sometimes someone else can see what you need to hear better than you can tell yourself. That was really a good thing I just said. What did I say? Sometimes someone else can see what you need to say better, what you need to hear better than you can tell yourself. Yeah, like that. I hear a lot of actors too say, I'm afraid of failing. Not really. No. Like I said earlier, failing is easy. It's comfortable. I tried. I didn't make it. End of story. Turn enough jobs. Fuck off. I'm afraid of failing. That's why I'm stuck and I can't move forward. No, that's probably a fear of success if you really want to have that truthful chat with yourself. Yeah. And please do not be in this business if you are afraid of criticism. Criticism is also something that has very little to do with you, I think, anyway. It's somebody else's opinion of whatever you're doing. Someone may really not like the way you do something. At the same time, somebody else might love the exact same way that you do that. Business is very much about that. Find the people who are going to like what you do. Yeah? And if you hear a lot of criticism, if you hear tons about the same thing, about yourself, about your performing, or lots of people say the same thing, then maybe you should, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, maybe you should look at making some correction in that area. But if it's one random person who goes, I didn't, yeah, we're way too loud or whatever, like they say to me, I'm like, thank you for sharing. When I see you again, I'll be softer. But somebody else might like that I'm a little loud. So I don't make adjustments based on one critique that I hear. But if I hear a lot of the same thing, then that's something you should look at. But again, there's no failure in any of that. No one else can make you fail. You do that to yourselves. Seriously. They aren't even thinking about that anyway. You know, they're just thinking about their opinion. Or who they do want for this role. You know, whatever you have going on about it is irrelevant to them. They have their own issues. You know, they're the ones who are trying to finance a huge production. They have problems. You don't. You're just as unemployed as you were yesterday. It's, you know, they have bigger fish to fry. So they don't even think the way we think about what we do. We do it to ourselves. Whatever injuries we sustain are usually self-inflicted. To wrap things up here, what do you consider being successful? What do you call it? What? Your dream is to win an Oscar? That's gonna make you successful? Nope. Starring in a major feature? Yeah, that's a good one. Booking a role on a series? Booking any acting job? Like I said to Bruce, nope. That isn't it. That's not success. That's just a job. That doesn't make you any more successful or less successful. having an audition for a job? Yeah. Yeah. Getting in on some of the opportunities? Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Doing a great audition? Absolutely. That's where you get to decide whether you succeeded or failed. Not because someone else who has looked at this has decided that you deserve this job or not. A lot of times, the person who does the best audition is not the person who books the job. I'm going to say that again because it's really so true. They have so many other things. They're judging on who gets a job and who doesn't. As a matter of fact, I hope I have time for this story that just came to my mind. So, two people do brilliant auditions. Two gals do fabulous auditions for the same role. There's a producer and a director who disagree on which of those two girls should book the job. Who do you think gets the job? A third person who has not even auditioned yet. Because those two, that producer and director, no one wants to lose. They save face by seeing new people. So the best two people for that job are not going to get it. And some third person who these two can agree on will get it. That's how this game is played. So not all the time, but it happens. And if you're one of those two, you cannot call yourself a failure. Because you didn't book that job. It had nothing to do with you. Yes? So, don't, yeah, your auditions count. Consider work to be successful at your auditions, whether you book a job or not. And if none of the above happens, and you really want to be in this business, you really have to have a healthy perspective. You need to know. I'm trying to get people to see what this business really is like. Not so that you don't like it or you're afraid of it, but that you understand it so that you can keep a healthy perspective on your participation in it and not take the nature of the business and beat yourself up with it because it doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing. You need to understand and accept the reality of what game you're in. And it is not all about you. If you don't know that yet, look it up. Or email me. We'll talk. you need to define success in any progress you make. You just, even if you do a great scene in class. That's why class, I think, is really invaluable. It isn't so much that you need to constantly learn anything. It's that you need to work out all the time so that you have some self-confidence and the wheels are greased. You can knock something off quick because you're in that environment every week, whether you're auditioning or not. In fact, I hear people say, no, it's been slow, so I don't take classes. No, that's when you should be in class, staying in shape. I don't get it, but, you know, success is progress that you make. So you're in charge of that, and that's what you should call success. And you set yourself up to win along the way. You know, it's really important that you take care of this part of your mental health in this business. It's a tough business and shit happens. It's how you deal with it that counts, as in everything. Yes. And don't take rejection personally. It's rarely a personal thing. I think. Well, most of the time it is. Sometimes I actually do think I have just reminded the producer or director about some horrible lady in their lives. And that's it. There's no way I'm going to be working for this person. But, again, that's not my problem. That's his problem or her problem or whoever it is. And don't rely on this acting career for your financial security. or for your self-worth, you know, both monetarily and mentally. Don't rely on this acting thing. That's why I think it's important for you to have other interests and other areas of your life that you feel successful in, even if it's a job you do just for the money, because you're making money. Let it be. That's why you have this job, and that's what you consider success. Yeah. Otherwise, you really don't want to be, you know, desperate, depressed, and poor. I mean, you just don't want that. And it's okay to want the job. It's not okay to need it. So, you know, handle your life some other way. And that's all I got. How about that? I'm really excited about my last episode, Ego versus Self-Esteem. This is, you know, an area that I don't think actors pay enough attention to, their own personal well-being. Again, if you have a suggestion for a possible episode for next season, please feel free to send it to my email address, lddontgetmestarted@gmail.com, or leave a message on the Facebook page or something. I'm so excited to be looking at maybe even going on camera with this next season. Yeah. So I just want to thank Colin and Nicole. We miss you, but I hope you're having a fabulous birthday. Stephen for the intro, Carl Craig for the music. And we will be back in 4 weeks with the final episode of this season. Saturday, I think probably October 23rd. We haven't even talked about that yet, but it'll be live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen later on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Blog Talk, Facebook. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and Don't Get Me Started. Nicole works so hard to keep us on there and everything up to date. So my book for Audition Craft for Film and TV is going to be available on my website, which is also getting totally redone by Nicole. I wish you health, happiness, and there's a call. Quick. Hello?
Hello? Hello, hello.
Who's this?
This is Craig. How you doing? Sorry.
Craig?
Yeah.
Craig who? I've only got 2 minutes left on my show.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I just called to say thank you. Yes, can you hear me? Testing 1, 2.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I know you only got a little bit of time left, but thank you.
My gosh, you're more than welcome, and that means a lot to me. So thank you for calling and even just saying that. And all the best to you.
You too.
Pardon?
You too. I said you too, and may you be blessed in what you're doing. So keep enjoying it.
Thank you. Oh, good. Thanks for listening. Come back next week. It's going to be a kicker. I mean, next month.
Okay.
Next month.
Oh, next month. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're
bye-bye.
Welcome. All the best. Thank you. I wish everyone health, happiness, and pray for the planet, guys.